In Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Weaker than expected job growth in December is raising questions about whether the economy is as strong as previously thought. But as NPR's John Itzty explains, lots of economists are actually skeptical the government's December employment report accurately reflects what's happening.
The government survey of employers found just 74,000 jobs were added to the economy in December. That's far below expectations and far below the trend over the past year. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi thinks the December report is a statistical aberration.
It doesn't represent reality. It's not consistent with any of the other economic data that we've gotten, which shows a better economy.
That data includes low first-time claims for unemployment, growing consumer optimism, surveys showing businesses anticipate hiring more workers, and a strengthening housing market. Many economists think December's job growth number will be revised upward in the coming months. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration has decided not to renew its contract with one of the major software vendors behind the failed launch of the new health insurance website. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the contract with CGI Federal will end next month.
CGI Federal was the primary contractor hired to build the insurance website, and hundreds of the company's employees continued to work on the site even after a different contractor, QSSI, was put in charge of the project in late October. Despite major improvements since then, there are lingering concerns about the website's performance, and the administration reportedly is negotiating with a rival firm, Accenture, to take over from CGI. Accenture built the generally successful California Insurance Exchange. Meanwhile, CGI said in a statement it will continue to perform work for the office that oversees the website. The company notes even after the failed rollout, it's been granted nearly $37 million in additional government contracts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities are launching an investigation into a chemical spill that has resulted in a water use ban in parts of West Virginia. The government issuing a disaster declaration after a foaming agent used in the coal preparation process made its way into the Elk River, affecting water supplies in an area around Charleston. It's not clear how dangerous the spill may be, though 300,000 people are being told to avoid drinking or using their tap water. West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tumblin.
If you live in one of these areas, do not use tap water for drinking, cooking, cleaning, washing, or bathing.
National Guard has been distributing water to those living in the affected area. Businesses boosted their stockpiles of unsold goods in November, though the rise was less than half of October's increase. The Commerce Department reporting today wholesale stockpiles rose by 0.5%. A mixed end of the week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 7 points to 16,437. The NASDAQ was up 18 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Former White House Press Secretary Larry Speaks, who worked for 6 years in the Reagan White House, has died in his native Mississippi. According to an official at a funeral home in Cleveland, Mississippi, Speaks died today at his home there and was buried a short time later at a private memorial service. Speaks became President Reagan's acting spokesman after Press Secretary James Brady was wounded during an assassination attempt in 1981, which also left the president wounded. Speaks most recently had worked at the U.S. Postal Service, retiring in 2008. Larry Speaks was 74 years old. Reports of sexual assault are down at U.S. military academies. That's according to the Pentagon. NPR's Quo Lawrence reports two of the three elite academies saw a decrease.
The Air Force Academy logged the highest number of sex crimes, but that may indicate that Air Force cadets feel more confident about telling authorities. Major General Jeff Snow leads the Pentagon's effort against sexual assault. He said a culture of harassment can lead to rape.
Sexual assault is a crime and has no place at the academies, just as it has no place in our armed forces.
Advocates insist the military must change its justice system to ensure effective punishment of rape in the ranks. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Federal government says flu season appears to be ramping up, with widespread cases of the flu now being reported in 35 states, up from 25 the previous week. A flu expert with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the agency's weekly report released today shows we're in the thick of flu season. Where officials say that flu season not yet over, it's still too early to predict whether this will be a worse than normal year. Numbers so far are not as high as last year when flu outbreaks started early. The flu generally peaks in January or February. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the